Sunnyland Summit between the presidents of China and the United States was just a month ago in California. It has been held as an important meeting with both sides vying to build a new type of relationship between great powers. And observers in the U.S. say the upcoming China-U.S. strategic and economic dialogue is also a very important meeting between the two powers. Kenneth Liebesol is a leading China observer at the Washington-based Brookings Institution. He says both China and the United States are viewing the upcoming SNED as an important follow-up to last month's Sunnyland Summit.
Neither side saw the Sunnyland Summit as an end in itself. Both sides saw it as hopefully a beginning of putting together a capacity to deal with each other in ways more meaningful that over time would build more confidence in the future than what had transpired before. And both sides at the time saw the next big step as the strategic and economic dialogue.
All four co-chairs are new faces. On the Chinese side, Vice Premier Wang Yang and State Councilor Yang Jieqi will represent China. On the U.S. side, Secretary of State John Kerry and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew will represent the United States' interests. Richard Bush with the Brookings Institution says he believes it's also important for senior officials from both governments to build up closer personal relationships, just as the two leaders did during the Sunnyland Summit.
On the S&D this year, I would guess that one thing that makes it special is that in addition to Wang Yang and Secretary Lew, there are a whole lot of other people who've never met each other before. Yeah. And the building of those personal relationships between counterparts in the two governments becomes very important in the conduct of the relationship.
In addition to the new faces, there are also new issues on the horizon for this session of the SNED. The U.S. side is expected to focus on cybersecurity, climate change, economic and trade relations on top of military-to-military ties. Kenneth Liebesol with Brookings says there is room for both sides to find common ground.
The big story here, I think, in this arena, insofar as there is one, is that the climate change issue has moved significantly up the Chinese agenda over the past year. And as you all know, it's also moved up President Obama's operational agenda as he's entered his second term. So both sides are looking for major projects to engage in and also to coordinate more effectively in their postures in multilateral international negotiations.
Given the scope and dimensions of China-U.S. relations, experts are calling for more follow-up exchanges that go beyond the SNED. Here's Jonathan Pollack of the Brookings Institution.
This summit, the SNED, other events, just highlight the shared stakes that the United States and China have, and that the determination of the longer term will depend not on one meeting alone, one set of activities, but whether both leaderships mean what they say in terms of trying to build something that is different for the longer term. And on that, I suspect this is going to be a story that continues to unfold predictably and maybe not so predictably in the years to come.
Xiao Hong, CRI, Washington.